We're following the aftermath of the earthquake in Japan, of course, but we also have an eye on the violence in Libya and the protests that continue across the Arab world. In Libya, Muammar Gaddafi's loyalists shelled a key oil port today to dislodge rebels who've dug in and are struggling to regroup after their forces were scattered by a heavy offensive. In Saudi Arabia, several hundred people rallied for democratic reforms in the eastern part of the country, but police prevented demonstrations in the capital city, Riyadh. In Bahrain, security forces reinforced by pro-government mobs, fired rubble bullets and tear gas to scatter protesters near the royal palace. And in Egypt, 1 month after that country's mass protest movement forced Hosni Mubarak to step down as president, the euphoria we saw in Cairo's Tahrir Square has worn off. The country is now confronting the aftermath of its revolution, rising crime, a damaged economy, and disputes, some of them violent, over the shape of the new Egypt. The BBC's Jonathan Head takes us into one Cairo neighborhood where the residents are less than enthusiastic about the recent changes.
Outside his modest workshop, Ibrahim al-Haddad puts the finishing touches to an iron window grill. The police have been absent from Cairo's streets ever since the start of the uprising. Crime is soaring, so you'd think that Ibrahim's business would be doing well.
It's not bad, but still worse than before the revolution. My orders have gone down 50%, and I've stopped sending my daughter to school because security is so poor.
Abdin is a working-class district of Cairo. The residents make a living from casual jobs or small businesses. Across the road from Ibrahim, Abdul Halim waits for customers who no longer come. Everyone around here says he's an excellent car mechanic, but when times are hard, car maintenance becomes an optional luxury.
Business has been bad since the revolution, but the revolution is a very good thing. Now we need to see some changes. We need security, and we need the government back on the streets.
Until this week, a hard core of demonstrators had kept up their vigil in Tahrir Square. But on Wednesday, they were chased off by a rival crowd, throwing stones and shouting, "Enough!" Perhaps they were put up to it by Mubarak loyalists. Perhaps not. Many Egyptians think they should stop. Rami Rauf was one of the leading organisers of the January uprising.
I think the protests in the streets should continue and the demonstrations should keep on going because our pressure is the only guarantee that I believe and I trust in. I don't trust any political negotiations. It's just all political lies, and leaving the streets will make us lose, not win.
In Abdul and Ibrahim Street, the bakery at least is still busy. Bread is Egypt's staple food. It's heavily subsidized, its price sensitive enough to set off riots. And that price has been creeping up. The bakery owner, Yusuf, is a worried man.
The situation is very bad. Nothing is moving. Before the revolution, things were okay, but now the price of flour is going up. My business is down 30 to 40%, and there are so many unemployed people about.
Very few people in Abdin took part in the uprising. There are no tears for Mubarak, but some of them do say they wish it hadn't happened. So what does Rami Rauf have to say to the millions of Egyptians for whom food matters more than freedom?
I would say that we have been for 30 years without work, without money, under violations, under many situations that made us do this revolution. We are building a new country, so we should all cooperate and help each other and wait for a few weeks more to guarantee a better life for us and for our kids.
It's difficult not to be inspired by the idealism and courage of those who broke the grip of the Mubarak presidency. It was an extraordinary achievement. But building a functioning democracy from the debris of his system will be a messy and unglamorous business. One that will inevitably disappoint the heroes of Tahrir Square.
That report from the BBC's Jonathan Head in Cairo.